The latest from Detective, that's from their album. It's called However Strange. That was Man Near the Surface of the Earth. And that band features Jim Greer, formerly of Guided by Voices. We'll actually be hearing some new tunes from Guided by Voices a little later on in the show. Before that, we had My Morning Jacket with Librarian. New music from R Ring, that was Fallout and Fire, the title track from their latest 7-inch. And we had some Beach House before that as well. It's time for more live music here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our next guests are going to be performing this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern along with Speaking Sons. And they'll also be performing at the Emporium here in Yellow Springs on November 23rd. But we're going to get a little taste of things to come right now from the WYSO studios. Very happy to have our guests, our second round of guests for the evening, Wheels.
Hello.
Yes, thank you.
Brought it to the bedroom. When I brought it to the bedroom. He, when I brought it to the bedroom. When I brought it to the bedroom. Look as I'm leaving my Ohio. As the river makes its turn, look as I'm leaving my Ohio, as I'm leaving my Ohio, as the river makes its turn.
That was a song off of our latest album, Big Feeling, called My Ohio, written by Jamie Scott. And this next one is one called The Dove.
It takes a thief to catch a thief who stole my doubt and left belief. But who's my savior? Who's my son? Who stole my stone, left me without, brought me love within? There was a bird, white as snow, brighter than a full moon's glow, sweeter than a red, red rose, swifter than the summer breeze blows. Time and time he did kill, as he waited for his love to set still. Oh, how slowly,
oh, how our hearts begin, oh, our hearts begin, when the Lord's name.
Please tell me.
Sweet and low. But the blue sky's no place for a thing like me.
Wheels live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a sec, and we're going to hear some more live music as well and tell you how you can see these guys. A couple opportunities coming up. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Booknook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and I am Juliet Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome this evening's second band into the studio. They are going to be playing at Canal Street Tavern on this Friday, and they're playing the Emporium November 23rd. Getting my dates all crisscrossed. Everybody's doing so much cool stuff around the holidays. I know I've interviewed you guys on excursions, but have you guys all been here as a group on Kaleidoscope before? Sam, I know you were here, but...
Nat, I don't think in the formation we are currently.
In the current incarnation. Yes. Well, then, welcome for the very first time on Kaleidoscope to the current incarnation Wheels. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. Now, you guys released an album earlier this year, and that was your second album. I want to ask you, you've been playing together for a while now. You had one album under your belt. When you went in to do the second album, what did you do either the same or differently based on what you've learned together as a band over the years?
Well, the second album was in some ways easier and in many ways much more challenging.
Frustrating.
Really just a pain. But it was a really good learning experience, and we had a lot of fun making it. The first album had 8 songs on it, and those were actually the only 8 songs that we had written
in the
world in our entire lives. So, yeah, we just had the bare minimum. But with the second one, Big Feeling, we had...
It was almost like a problem how many songs that we had actually written.
Yeah, it was really tough deciding which ones we were going to work on and which ones were going to stay on the albums and which ones we were going to wait to record later. But it worked out. It took a few very long nights and some hectic days, but we did it, and it was really fun.
Is it hard to make those decisions about what songs are going to make it on the album when they're all kind of creations?
100%.
It's like saying you're to a child.
Especially with like 4 of us writing songs, like you tend to have people, like there's so many songs by each one of us that like maybe some of us really like, and like some, I don't think there's any songs that we don't like, but there's definitely always like some that might be one of our favorites.
It's a painful process,
Yeah, it sucks.
Some songs are inspired by other members' songs. And also, you know, if an event happens or some sort of, feeling...
Natural disaster.
Right, Sandy. Well, some songs will sound more like each other, or like two of us will start listening to another band and get some more influence from a certain type of music and start writing different songs that sound similar to some and very different than others. So we kind of have to pair those accordingly.
So it's kind of that idea of what's going to be a thread, but what's not going to all sound the same and reflect your diversity.
Yeah, what's best for the sake of continuity. And
Absolutely. Now, you have added some percussion since I think even last I interviewed you on Excursions.
Yes, we're very excited about our new drum set.
Yeah. What was the decision to go from all strings to adding some different kinds of sounds in there?
I think that it's really fun to play drums, and it's really fun to sometimes be able to turn things up a notch and get like a good groove going.
As our musical range and our minds expand, so do our stores of equipment.
Yeah, totally.
And
like I mean, me and Jamie just got back from Guitar Center today. I mean, we can't stop getting cool stuff. Jamie and I, rather.
Now, when you guys first started out, you had fairly traditional influences, you know, bluegrass, Appalachian music, folk music. You mentioned listening to new bands and being influenced by them. What are some of your more recent influences, or who are you listening to these days that you're kind of taking a cue from, either writing-wise or, you know, vocally, or even just in terms of sound or style?
I think we could say this in unison. Sufjan
Stevens.
I wasn't going to say that.
Ourselves.
Okay.
Oh, really? Awesome. Come on. You're that guy.
Definitely Suf. I don't know. My musical changes my musical tastes change from week to week. So currently, like, you know, there's a lot of surf rock or whatever that we're listening to, and, you know, we'll have some of the beats from that come into our music or whatever, and yeah, all different things.
Mm-hmm. Some of the bands, some of the music that I've been listening to is we've got some, like, bebop from, like, 40s bebop and some, like, 20s big band stuff.
Big band stuff, swing.
Yeah, those
absolutely.
Songs are definitely different than anything we've written before.
Right.
Yeah. There's a few songs with some pretty crazy chords.
Yeah, you can definitely tell we've been listening to a lot of different things and combining many things that we haven't really heard combined before.
So what is the new year looking like for you guys? Are you going to go back into the studio and commit some of these new sounds to tape, or
Absolutely.
Are you going to focus on touring?
That's the plan.
Yes. We're hoping to – we're actually – our hopes are that we're going to do an EP in December, but, you know, we're going to have to see how it pans out.
What happens, happens, yeah.
Yeah, but if not in December, early next year, because we – I mean – like he was saying about Big Feeling, one of the biggest problems was we had just so many songs, and we never really stop writing. Like, we're constantly writing, so
it's we've still got songs from before Big Feeling that we haven't recorded that we've been playing live all the time and are, you know, staples of a live show for us that we haven't gotten down on tape. So.
Yeah, so definitely can expect in the early next year some new material.
With four songwriters in the band, How does that generally work when somebody brings a song in? I mean, does the writer kind of take the lead and come at it with an idea of all the parts fully formed? Or, you know, does somebody kind of bring in a piece and you all flesh it out together?
I think it all really depends. Some songs start out as just ideas. You know, when we're waiting for another member to get to practice. And others are completely thought out to the meter and the note and everything completely already, but, you know, never too constructed to not let each member's, like, musical creativity kind of come out in the song.
And do you find that a lot of those creative moments just sort of happen spontaneously, like you said, where you're waiting for somebody to show up or just hanging out and bam, there's a song?
Oh, yeah, out of the blue.
Absolutely.
The recording of My Ohio on the album is actually the first time we'd ever played it as a group.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
I walked in and just, like, started playing the song, and
I just, like, threw
Crawford
some
and Sam came in and just started playing along with it, and, like, I guess Connor already had the recording running or whatever. And
I pulled a fast one on him. And
came out really, really nice. And
But absolutely, I don't think anybody besides us will ever hear us as good as we can be. I think the best moments of music between the five of us happen completely out of the blue when nobody's expecting it.
It sounds like you guys definitely have retained that kind of pure joy of just, like, getting together and making music, you know, even though it's, like, in service of, you know, we're going to make an album or we're going to play this show on this day. It sounds like you guys have been able to really retain that, like, we're going to get together and make music and it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets more tough when you have more complex songs and you can't quite just pick it up, you know, in a few seconds because of different, you know, aspects of the song. But we absolutely are all about just the spontaneous creation.
I feel like that's temporary, though, because I feel like even just from, like, the small amount of times, I mean, it's hard to refer to these songs, but they are definitely a lot more complex. But, like, just from, like, trying to work on them lately, like, yeah, definitely has been challenging. Definitely not less enjoyable, but definitely, like he said. But I do think, like, just from what we've done already, it is getting significantly easier to pick up on newer complex songs than those ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, definitely. Now it's like, I can kind of get that already. It's like definitely improving our skills.
In addition to working on another album, are you guys aiming to get out on the road at all next year? Try to do some regional touring at all?
Yes, that's actually 110% the plan. Along with the hopes of the EP, we're indecisive about either an EP or another full-length album, which really depends on like whether or not we can pull maybe 10 songs together that we're actually wholly confident in. I mean, like we've been saying, we have so many, but, you know, we don't want to put them out until they're, like, totally ready. But with that, we also want to do, like, maybe in June or July, like, a maybe two-week, like, statewide tour.
Right.
Really heavily hit, like, Columbus and Cincinnati and Athens and
Conquer
Cleveland.
Ohio.
Like, we really want to get out there because there's, you know, there's been a lot of fans of ours that have even asked for it, but we just... We don't really have the time during the year because they're still in school and, you know, and Rory's in Athens now, so we miss him a lot, for the record.
Does the distance and the fact that, you know, some of you are in school and some of you are working, does that make it more difficult to coordinate, you know, the songwriting and the rehearsing and the gigs and all that? Or have you guys found that it's been pretty easy to keep all of those balls kind of going in the air?
Well, to a degree, I think that Rory has a really natural skill to work with other people. Like that's just like a part of his personality. So like I feel like we can pretty much do whatever we do while he's at school, and then he'll show up and it's like he was there the whole time. But apart from that, I mean, the biggest thing that's happened since, you know, things, you know, since they're in school and Rory's there and, you know, I'm also in school and all that is really we've just had to be like more like organized than ever about, like, you know, it's not really keeping us from playing, but it's just like we have to be on top of schedules and things that we didn't necessarily used to
super
worry
yeah.
about so much, because we used to just like show up at Sam's like, hey, you want to play music, like, let's do some stuff.
Exactly.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
Is that maybe my follow-up question, is that kind of a hard balance to strike as a band where you're wanting to be creating and making music, but you also have to do the scheduling and, you know, schedule the dates and promote yourselves and all of that, the kind of business end of being a band. Have you guys found that balance pretty difficult or pretty easy?
Yeah, because there's like a time crunch sometimes. Like when we meet up for practice like this week, especially when we have a show and like we only have a certain amount of time to practice necessarily in one night. And what'll happen is, like, we'll get really excited about a song and, like, start working on it. And, like, all these cool things are happening. And then we realize we spent, like, half the practice time we had.
And we have to practice songs.
And we have to,
we
like, get through the whole
because
set
because
list.
We're playing them tomorrow.
Yeah, and yeah. That can be a problem. But.
I think I might even say that the more complicated our scheduling system gets, it kind of changes our sound as a band because... yeah. You know, if we have to, like, we changed practice spaces, I guess not recently, but a while back to my basement, and I think the change of place and complicated system of scheduling has really changed how we...
It's like the mood of things.
Yeah, mood sonically.
Yeah.
That change of space can be a surprising factor, something you don't think about.
Yeah,
we were pretty nomadic before we finally settled in Crawford's basement. It could really be at anybody's house at any time with any sort of combination of instruments.
Recording Big Feeling was right across from the old YSO studio, actually.
But also in
a little room.
But yeah. Also in like six other places.
Oh yeah, yeah. It really did go from place to place. Like we did the piano track on City Sidewalks.
Oh, yeah,
actually, most of the
center,
piano
yeah.
tracks were all done at the Senior Citizen.
Because they have a really nice grand.
Yeah, and then, like, after hours at the Emporium, like,
yeah.
just, like, bits and pieces. It was weird.
It was weird.
It was a rat race getting
that
stuff together.
Was that fun, having kind of a really hands-on experience
yeah.
with your recording?
Yeah. Totally. That's, like, pretty much why we did it. I mean, it was really exciting to have so much, like... Not only did we have the musical creativity, but just, like, the production was entirely in our hands.
Raw
so, like,
power.
The way we kind of, like, felt about it was, like, you know, it was our first time, like, self-recording, and we kind of all accepted that, you know, some things might not be, you know, amazing. But at the same time, you know, there's a certain, like, authenticity you get from that. You know, like, you can't really, you know, like, any flaws that are in it, anything that you get, it's like, you know, we did that. And, you know, it's totally us you're hearing. So that's cool.
As musicians, do you feel like having that hand in the recording aspect, at least this time around, has helped you when you're thinking ahead to the next album? If you were to, say, go into a studio and have somebody else do it, do you feel like you're going in kind of more informed on how the process works? And
absolutely.
Yeah. And I think it also makes us a lot more considerate about sound engineers, whether it be live performances or, you know, like recording studios. Because
it's annoying. It's hard.
It took us about 40 days, 13-hour days, like just constant work to get
and
to get those
songs.
And
getting mad at everybody all the time. Just like, I said, don't touch the cable.
They're already tangled.
Don't plug it into channel 16.
It doesn't work.
Well, guys, if people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and any new recordings, where can they find you online?
You can go to we're kind of all over the place online, but we mainly use Facebook because we're just more regular on the status. But our Facebook URL is just facebook.com/wheelsmusic. So, but we also have our own website, which is just wheelsband.com. I would say the Bandcamp, but I don't know if
that's where you can digitally download
okay,
our albums.
Try and remember this, everybody. It's www.bigfeeling.bandcamp.com. I don't know if you're going to get that, but
it's on our Facebook. You can find links to all that stuff on our Facebook.
Well, and I see Shelly typing away over here, so I bet that she's got that down, and she's going to put it on our Facebook page.
Oh,
so if you can't find it,
thanks,
go over to facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, and we've got links to where you can find all of these guys' various social media and web sites. Well, guys, can we hear a few more?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear some more live music from Wheels.
Hi, this is Shakin' Dave, host of Monday Night's Hall of Fame Blues program. You know, we're knocking on the door of 3 decades of blues right here on WYSO. We don't have to wait to celebrate. We want you to be a part of our blues anniversary as we spin sounds close to your soul. Keep your blues right where you can use them. Get your week off to an indigo sound start every Monday night, 8 to 11 p.m. with your host, Shakin' Dave, right here on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to hear some more live music from Wheels. Be sure to check them out Friday night at Canal Street Tavern along with Speaking Suns. They'll also be at the Emporium here in Yellow Springs on November 23rd. Details are online. I'll tell you how to find all that here in just a moment. But first, let's hear some live music from Wheels.
Thanks, Julia. This song's called Windmill.
Toys
this next one we're about to play is called Diamond Ring, and it's a hopeful for the EP. I'm gonna go ahead and start it.
Look at you now with your hair pulled back. And please tell me how you ended up like that. Stole all our water for vases. And I wonder now when you're laying in bed. Draw that picture where we had lost your favorite dress while we were in the bedroom. Because to start over new and cover all we said we'd do. And cover all we said we'd do. Like that diamond ring. Like that diamond ring. Like that diamond ring. Like that diamond ring.
Wheels. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You can check them out at Canal Street Tavern on Friday night with Speaking Suns. You can also see them here in Yellow Springs on November 23rd. Go see these guys. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Check them out, wheelsband.com, or we've got links up to all of their various social media sites on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and find links to everything you've been hearing so far tonight and information on how to see these guys live. We've got more music on the way here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org, broadcasting in HD. WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Stay tuned. We're going to be chatting with the Ruby Girls. That's coming up right after this.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar.